Good morning and welcome to our live Q&A with Sinton's family team. My name is Peter Jennings, marketing executive here at Sinton's. Today I'm joined by my colleague Ify Archibong, who is the solicitor in the family team at Sinton's. As per normal, we will answer three questions that you've sent across to us this month. So without any further delay, I'll pass you over to Ify. Ify, good morning and over to you.
I have three questions in front of me and I will deal with each one of them in turn. The first question is, do I have to attend court? No, you do not need to attend court in relation to family matters. In fact, there is actually a requirement that you attend mediation first before initiating court proceedings. Mediation is a voluntary process where a third party professional would sit with the parties and discuss the issues that are in dispute, hopefully avoiding the need for court proceedings. Alongside this though, there are various other methods that can assist you in terms of negotiating. So one example of this is something called the collaborative practice. So basically this brings parties together along with their lawyers to discuss matters off the record. Further, you can engage in joint meetings with your lawyers. You can also attempt to resolve matters via arbitration and private resolution hearings. What will be appropriate will really come down to your specific circumstances, but it's definitely worth having a chat because we can discuss those options with you and explore them further. So the next question is, I can't agree anything with my children's mother. What can I do? This follows on perfectly from the first question, and we should consider the range of methods to discuss and negotiate matters. First and foremost with your co-parent. It's really important that that's done first. If those methods fail, then an application can be made to court for a live with order, a contact order, and other discrete orders, including a prohibited steps order, which limits certain parental rights which a parent can exercise, and a specific issue order, which contains directions to resolve a particular issue that is in dispute in connection with a child. So the final question is, do I have to wait 2 years before I can get a divorce? No, you don't have to wait 2 years before you can get divorced. It is completely sufficient now for both or even one of you to confirm that the marriage has broken down irretrievably, and you can now commence the divorce process immediately. It's done online, it's really straightforward, and it takes a minimum of 6 months to complete the process. The only reason why it tends to be longer, it might be that there are issues which are still remaining outstanding in terms of the finances which need to be resolved. Should you have any other queries or you want to discuss this further, then please do not hesitate to contact. Thank you.
Thanks, Ify. Really enjoyed listening to that one, as always. We continue to work hard to produce and release relevant and useful content, articles, podcasts, and blogs, all of which can be found on our website, which is www.sintons.co.uk. If you'd like to get in touch with Ify, you can contact her on 0191 226 7878 or alternatively at ify.archibong@sintons.co.uk. You can also follow the team on Twitter and Instagram, and the handle is @SintonsFamily. Thank you very much for all your questions you've sent through over the last month, and we look forward to answering some more in September. Thank you very much, and we'll speak to you then.